Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials. Welcome to today's edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping ClinOps and drug development. First up, in part two of an ACT video interview, Inovalon's Jen Lampa says large de-identified datasets give sponsors visibility beyond the narrow populations typically captured in traditional trials. She notes these data sets are already being used to inform inclusion criteria, optimize protocols, identify sites with enrollable patients, and better reflect real-world disease demographics. Lampa adds that the next major opportunity is applying de-identified data directly within regulatory evidence packages. Up next, global pharmaceutical production rose sharply in 2025 as manufacturers front-loaded output ahead of anticipated U.S. tariff actions, according to a new Atradius industry report. Output grew 9.1% globally, but is expected to slow to 1.6% in 2026 as inventories normalize and tariff effects unwind. While the sector remains structurally resilient, the report cites slower clinical trial setup, regulatory complexity, and rise in competition as longer-term constraints on growth. And finally, the FDA has released a draft of the ICH M4QR2 guidance, outlining a globally harmonized structure for quality information and regulatory submissions. The framework standardizes how quality data are organized across Module 2.3 and Module 3, introducing the DMCS model to support digitalization and lifecycle management. FDA is accepting public comments on the draft guidance through March 23rd, 2026. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.